In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. So recently, I was riding along in my car, and I was listening to the radio, and I came across this interesting interview. And the interview was about procrastination. Now, usually when I hear procrastination on the radio, I tend to pay attention because I do see myself a little bit as a procrastinator. Now, the interview, though, was focused on how procrastinators seem to do pretty well, and more than that, how they seem to be people who are extremely creative. Now, we're not talking about extremes here. We're not talking about people who are lazy. We're talking about people who might put things off for a little bit, or maybe might start something and kind of walk away from it and come back a little bit later, or even those people that tend to put things off until the very last minute. Now, one of the things they brought up was this idea about being flexible. People who procrastinate tend to be a little bit more flexible and open. Open to other things and ideas, open to ideas coming in as they kind of step away from that which they're working on. And they gave the example of Martin Luther King. Now, apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently when he was writing his most famous speech, the I Have a Dream speech, he worked on it literally all night, completed it at around 3 o'clock in the morning, they say. Then after about 11 minutes, he totally went off script. Now, the commenter mentioned that this showed great flexibility. If he did not, he wouldn't have been able to go off script. It was interesting because the person who was talking about this calls himself a precrastinator, which is, of course, the total opposite. He rushes and gets things done. He's a little bit more rigid. He's not flexible, and he's also not as creative. Now, at this point, you're probably wondering, Father Larry, what in the world does this have to do with the church or the publican and the Pharisee? And am I asking all of you to become a church full of procrastinators? Well, the answer, of course, is no. But I do think there is something we can learn from those who procrastinate, and that is to be a little bit more flexible. The church is flexible. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself was also a bit flexible. He was flexible in the sense that he does and will always show us mercy. All too often, we want people to be flexible and merciful to us, but we won't do the same for them. And that's exactly what we witnessed this morning. This morning's reading is about two men. One man who was quite rigid, and another man who was looking for flexibility, and he was looking for mercy. It's important that we take a look at both of these men as we have entered into the Triodion and as we prepare ourselves to enter into Great Lent. So our reading today begins with the words that two men went up to the temple to pray. And the scripture tells us this about the Pharisee. It says, the Pharisee stood by himself and he prayed thusly, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, that I am not like the robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all that I get. So the Pharisee is letting God know all the things that he does. He's letting God know that he follows the law, that he follows the rules, that he keeps the fast, and that he remembers to tithe. We can imagine that he keeps other parts of the law as well. But the thing we have to remember is that all of this is actually very good. Not only is it good, but it's extremely important as well. I recently read someone quoting a saint by the name of Justin Popovich, and he says two things that I think are important for us today. The first thing that the saint says is the following. He says, I will sacrifice myself in order to save the canons of the church. When I read that, I thought, how amazing. The canons, the rules are this important to that man. But why? Well, because the rules help to guide us and keep us on point. And the rules help to protect the truth as well. See, the Book of the Canons in the Orthodox Church is actually called the rudder, because like a rudder of a ship, it tends to guide the church. Christ himself tells us what? That he came not to abolish the law, but did he came to fulfill it. So the Pharisee was right, but he forgot what we had said earlier. He forgot that God is flexible and merciful, something he was unable to show to the publican. St. Eucene continues, and then he says the following. He says, but, he says, in the case of saving one person, I will sacrifice all the canons. Amazing, right? In Hosea, we hear these words, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Is he telling us that we're not supposed to worship or we're not supposed to offer sacrifices? Well, of course not. Earlier in that same book, we hear these words, let us return to the Lord our God. The point is that all the sacrifices they were supposed to offer and all the worship was there to have them grow closer to God and one another. All that we do here is done in order to keep us not rigid, but flexible and merciful. And this is so very important, especially as we enter into the Lenten season. See, pretty soon we are going to be asked to follow some rules, to do certain things. We will be asked to fast, to pray more, to be in this church more, to read the scriptures more. In a very real way, we will be asked to be a little bit more like the Pharisee. And that's okay, because what he was doing, at least in terms of following the rules or the law, was good and it was blessed. And the rules that we have are good as well, as long as we do them in a way that does not leave us rigid and unable to be humble and to show mercy to others. See, we are also being asked to be a little bit more like the publican. We are being asked to be humble. We are being asked to be flexible. We are being asked to look inwards and to repent. We are being asked not to be so concerned about the sins of others, because there is plenty of sin inside of me that I have to take care of. And I think all of this leads us to being merciful. And this is exactly what the fast is supposed to do for us, to teach us to be merciful. It is to bring us closer to Christ and closer to one another. So my friends and my family in Christ, as we continue with our liturgy, I pray that we consider that everything we do in the church, from our worship to our fasting, is there to make us more humble, more merciful, and of course, more flexible. So that as we enter into Lent and we are being pushed about by the world, we hold fast to what the church teaches, while still learning enough to show mercy in order to bring us closer to one another and Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.